The Business of Marketing podcast is brought to you by Demand Exchange. Demand Exchange provides the technology, content, and expertise to identify and acquire your next ideal customer. Season 2, Episode 10 features Simon Morris, VP International Marketing at Adobe, in conversation with Michael Nutley.
Hi, welcome to the Business of Marketing podcast. We're at Advertising Week Europe in London, and I'm joined by Simon Morris, VP of International Marketing at Adobe. Great Simon, welcome.
Thank you.
We've known each other for a while, but you've been at Adobe for some time now, haven't you? Do you want to talk a bit about how you came to be there and where you are now and what your job means?
Yeah, I'd love to. We have known each other. We won't say for how long, but I've been at Adobe for almost 13 years now. And I actually joined Adobe really just around the time that it was moving away from being a box product company that sold via channel partners to effectively a subscription business. You know, they'd moving the creative business to subscription. They'd acquired Omniture to start making the move into digital marketing, and so it was a super exciting time to be joining the company. And I think it's just been an amazing journey. Like, as we've built out the digital experience practice with web and content and journeys and experience platforms. And continue to bring more innovation in our creative products and see them coming together over the last few years has been super exciting. In terms of my remit, I've been, for most of the 13 years, I've been focused on Europe, Middle East and Africa. The last couple of years, I've actually expanded that out into Asia Pacific and Japan and have now an international remit with the opportunity to scale the brand into more markets, make sure we're tapping into the huge opportunity that exists for Adobe to reach new audiences in those markets, and really excited to do so.
Cool. So one of the things, I mean, you're in a really interesting position. You're sort of watching what digital marketing has become, as you say, over 13 years or so. You've got a really real ringside seat. How do you think things have changed in the last, 5 years? What sort of opportunities has that created? What sort of issues has that created?
Gosh, yes, the last 5 years. I mean, even the last couple of years. I think there's a couple of things. We are truly in this golden age of creativity. Where we're seeing the democratization of creativity. Anyone who has a story to tell now has the tools and the ability to share those stories, which consequently is leading to this huge deluge of content being created, and also expectations of consumers for more personalized experiences. I think there's more and more ways in which you can reach customers, and so that requires more content, as does personalization. If you want to deliver more personalized experiences, again, it requires the right types of content, understanding your audiences, and so bringing that together presents enormous challenges and opportunities for marketers. But yeah, I think we've just seen, we had recent research that said that 88% of marketing and CX leaders said that demand for content's doubled over the past 2 years, and they're expecting that to grow by fivefold over the next couple of years. So it's just a constant content explosion. And then obviously I can't, ignore, none of us can ignore, I'm sure it's a huge, topic for Ad Week, but we've seen generative AI again become an incredibly hot topic, and whilst there's some elements of fear around that, we see it as a tremendous opportunity for brands, and I think we're seeing it as a way of rather than starting with a blank piece of paper, you can actually start to people to use these tools to create some to get some thoughts flowing early, and then build and iterate and build upon that, as well as eliminate some of the mundane tasks that consume a lot of people's time. You can free up time to do more of the specialist tasks.
Yeah, because when we were talking just before we went live with this, you were sort of running through the numbers of, you know, channels, times, you know, campaigns, times languages, customers, yeah. Languages. Yeah. You know, and that's a staggering number of variables, that, and you multiply them all together to get to how many pieces of content you need.
Yeah, exactly. It's I think at any one time, and I'm thinking more on the kind of consumer digital side. We have just in EMEA alone something like 12,000 assets in market at any one time. You start to see, you know, teams wanting to introduce like special pricing, different markets. Just the pressure on content and the variations, and be able to test variations is huge. So if you can, you know, use technologies to bring introduce dynamic creative optimization, being able to quickly identify which content is working and what's not, and then start to create more of the content that is resonating with your customers, you're just going to get better results and more impact from a marketing perspective.
Because I think, you know, the other thing that strikes me is that this is the way out of kind of the conundrum of peak content is personalization. You know, nobody needs to receive as many marketing messages as we all do every day. So if you can manage your content in such a way that people are seeing, you know, much more relevant stuff, and you're cutting out any irrelevant stuff, that's surely the way out and into a world of better effectiveness.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, you know, what we've seen over the last few years is an absolute obsession with media optimization. And I think, you know, whether it's, you know, in-house or with agencies, so much focus on optimizing, you know, squeezing every little penny you can out of optimizing your media, and not enough focus on creative optimization. And now, as you start to think about more addressable audiences, the focus on creative optimization becomes so, so important and can truly make an enormous difference on your ROI.
Can you give me an example of something you guys have done where you've seen that kind of effect?
Yeah, I think, you know, firstly, you know, if you have a better sense for how your audiences are engaging with your different surfaces, whether it be, you know, on Adobe.com, or, you know, if you know that certain types of certain types of usage of products drives better retention, you can really dial up your creative to focus in on those features, so that you know that if you can just get your customers using that aspect of that product, they're more likely, it increases their chances of getting value out of their investment, and ultimately if they're getting value, they're more likely to renew their subscription. So, you know, we take a lot of insight from product usage and, you know, what's driving value, and then we can connect that to the type of content we're creating and putting out and serving up to our customers.
Right, and how granular can you get with that?
We can get as granular, you know, as good as the data that you're capturing. So, you know, the beauty of having a subscription business is that you're capturing incredible amounts of data of behavioral data that your customers are willing to share. And obviously there is, you know, whilst there's, you have to obviously respecting privacy rules, but as long as you're leveraging that data to provide more value to your customers, you can take that and build all sorts of segmentations and then start to deliver more personalization based on the audience of one, effectively.
Yeah, no, that's really interesting. Yeah. Because one of the things I wanted to talk to you was, you know, one of the things that I've always seen you guys stress at events like Summit is this Adobe is its own customer zero. And, you know, you know, Adobe has had AI in, you know, within its organization for a long time now. Yep. And so I wanted if you can sort of share any experiences of what that's means, because you're effectively ahead of the curve in terms of AI adoption. You know, looking back for people who are just now starting to go, you know, we need to take this seriously, we need to think about this, you know, in a grown-up way. What would looking back on your journey as Adobe, what would you pick out as being key important points?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, with any kind of technology, like the technology is one part of the answer. You've obviously got to have like the right processes in place. You know, if we want to, so for example, you know, we have Adobe Express, which is, you know, really an all-in-one tool for anyone to create, you know, simple, you know, content for social or for internal communications or, you know, simple video. Anyone can use that tool. It's super easy to use, but very powerful. And again, there's AI technology built within that to create, you know, image generation or to enhance audio. You still need to make sure that, you know, if you're thinking about enterprise-wide deployment, making sure you've got like brand templates in there so that you can give that guidance to, if you want to democratize creativity or content creation across your marketing teams, you're making sure they're doing so in a way that isn't going to kind of completely rip your brand apart. So, you know, we're making sure that we are absolutely being customer zero. We have to be, you know, we pride ourselves on drinking our own champagne, I think is the way that some people put it, but also giving feedback to the product teams about what we need as marketers to drive more impactful marketing. So, you know, we've seen a lot of AI in, you know, across all of our products, like you say, for many years. But I think now with some of our tools like Firefly and Express, now we're bringing an Acrobat AI assistant whereby you can kind of quickly get a summary of your PDF you know, we're deploying that, using that. We have to be the showcase. One thing we always do with any of our products or our new technologies is we release it to our employees first and foremost, and you know we get the feedback for employees because they are often the customers, whether it be knowledge workers or marketers or communicators. You know, they are ultimately the customers of these products, and who better to test them and get value out of them or get feedback from than our own employees? So we are constantly using our employee base to test these products and give feedback and build them into the workflows that they've already established over the years. Because as I said, you know, one thing is the technology, the other thing is adapting your processes to take advantage of that.
What does that look like? You know, how has Adobe had to change, or has the opposite happened? Have you changed your products that were maybe, you know, designed, you know, with a different kind of organization in mind, it's a two-way street, but what does that look like in terms of the way the business has had to evolve?
I think that's a good question. I would say, you know, when it comes to things like democratization of like creativity and like making sure that our tools are used by more marketers, for example, you know, whereas in the past you would say, okay, any piece of content has to be created by the studio team, you know, a highly skilled, incredibly skilled professional studio team, but that would create a lot of bottlenecks, and so now, you know, we have ways of sort of avoiding those bottlenecks, allowing more people to create content avoiding having to go to an agency to get a simple change made to an asset. They can quickly do it themselves, but we want them to do that in a way that's within kind of guidelines. And as I said, you know, creating like brand kits, templates is one way that we're doing that now. So we're just kind of allowing more people to create content rather than everything having to be bottlenecked through a studio.
Right. But how do the studio guys feel about that? That's obviously something that everybody who's got a creative team is going to have to manage at some point.
Yeah, I think, I mean, they're, as I said, you know, they care about the brand and making sure that you're not, you know, completely tearing apart the brand. Because we want the brand to be recognizable through all of our content on social and whatever channel. They also don't want to be a bottleneck. They know that they have to scale. And so, you know, we'll use our studio for some of the high-end kind of production stuff, some of our bigger campaigns. But some of the day-to-day, you know, whether it be a white paper, thought leadership white paper, like we don't need to have necessarily go through a studio team to create that, or does, you know, the assets off the back of that to promote that white paper. We can enable through kits, you know, through marketing kits with templates, allow the regional marketers to take that, maybe tweak some the language, but then use those assets locally rather than having to go externally to an agency to get stuff done.
So this is really interesting because it places a premium on being able to, obviously being able to say what the brand guidelines are, but also to be able to articulate very clearly what the brand is about.
Yeah, and I think that's always been incredibly important for an organization, for marketing. Like, you need to know, who you are, what you stand for, what your purpose is. I think that's always been true, even as marketing's evolved. Like, it's super important as a brand, and I think that's something that Adobe's, we have the same, the kind of the purpose of the company, the vision, the mission. We speak about changing the world through digital experiences. We now speak about changing the world through personalized digital experiences. It's one extra word, but it's just kind of. But it's really the core mission of the company hasn't really changed, and it's just evolved a little bit with that kind of personalization piece that's so important.
Yeah, and I was thinking about is obviously there's been this over the past few years, there's been this sort of blurring of lines between marketing and sales. There's been this sort of increased emphasis on the sales team. And a bit of sort of in some quarters a sort of a downgrading of marketing, but this pushes it. This pushes the importance of the marketing team right back, right up.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I think the relationship between marketing and sales is obviously critical. It comes down to. Like understanding the customer, understanding who your audience is, what they care about, how you best engage with them, how you deliver value. And that's the same whether you're in marketing or in sales. Like, I think it's super important. You know who your stakeholders are. You know how to engage with them, how you add value. And that's something that I think is super important, whatever, kind of, certainly across marketing and sales. And if the more you can kind of come together and think about the customer journey and where you can add value along that journey, the more impactful the end results will be for the business.
Sure. On the thing about brand, I was watching the women's FA Cup final last weekend, and I noticed, you guys are heavily involved, which doesn't necessarily seem like an obvious sponsorship decision. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so Adobe has always kind of supported like underrepresented voices, whether it be in the music industry or the creative arts industries, we have relationships with the National Women's Soccer League in the US, and really it's about recognizing that there are so many voices. Or so many stories that aren't told or there to be told in the women's game. And for us, the Women's FA Cup was a great competition to get involved in because it starts out in the community. There are 460 clubs that enter the competition in the first round in September. Most of them are, they're right across all the communities across the UK. A lot of them, struggle. The person that's running the club or cutting the grass, or is the same person trying to create some social content to create some interest in their game. And so we wanted to help those clubs tell the stories of their players, fans, the communities through Adobe Express. So we've given them all the clubs access to Adobe Express Premium. We're training them up on how to use those tools, and they can start to use those tools to create some great social content to attract more interest in upcoming games and some of the stories behind the players and the fans. Hopefully they can sell more merchandise. It was, the final was great. Like, it was an incredibly creative final. It was great to see all the activations around the grounds, and it was great to see it sell out. But for us, in a way, the most exciting thing is starting out with the grassroots teams and getting some of those teams and those communities to share their stories. And that's what we will be continuing with in the next season. So it's really about inspiring the next generation of girls and women to get involved in sport, And doing it in partnership with the Football Association. So yeah, it's and it connects to our brand purpose of having impact across, you know, communities of underrepresented creators.
It's really cool. The idea of giving, you know, giving people access to,
yeah, absolutely,
to the tools, you know, it's so powerful. It just, you know, it's it is, you know, suddenly it takes what you can achieve up to a new level.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the I think the women's game is particularly interesting, because whilst it's grown enormously over the last couple of years compared to the men's game, it's got a huge way to go. And so, you know, if we can work with the FA on helping grow the women's game, and as I said, there are so many incredible stories to be shared across the players, the fans, the clubs, and we want to help them express themselves using Adobe Express.
That's really cool. Simon, it's been great chatting to you. Lovely to see you again.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming down to talk to us today.
Pleasure. Thank you.
The Business of Marketing podcast is brought to you by Demand Exchange. Demand Exchange provides the technology, content, and expertise to identify and acquire your next ideal customer.